Welcome back to my loyal subscribers from all across the world. This is Alicia with another episode of the Alicia Lawrence Show. And today's show has been inspired by an article I just read by Greg Ferraro entitled 9 Rules for Success by British novelist Amelia E. Barr, 1901. Yes, that's 112 years ago. And these rules to success still applies today. I'm going to be sharing all 9 rules with you today. The first one is, men and women succeed because they take pains to succeed. What quickly comes to mind about that is the Olympics. Does someone who just jogs just for their regular exercise routine, can they make it to the Olympics? They might be very fit. But would they be able to qualify for the Olympics? No, you have to take pains to succeed. You have to put that extra effort, do more than what the average person will do so that you will be a success, that you can be number one. Number two is, success is a reward of those who spurn delights and live laborious days. What she's bringing across there is that, yes, you're going to have good moments, but you're also going to have some laborious days, especially when you're releasing a project for the first time. I'm sure like some of you are listening to me while you're at work. You might be working on a special project that has a deadline. Does that mean that when 5 p.m. rolls around when you're supposed to leave work that you put your hands up and say, okay, that's it, I'm out of here? No, you stay until what needs to get done is done, just to ensure that you meet the deadline and that project is delivered successfully, that it is a success and it is the best that it can be. Number three, no opposition must be taken to heart. What is being said here is, don't listen to your enemies. Don't take what your enemies say personally. You know, your enemies will say anything just to see you fail because they want to get ahead of you. One of the things that came to mind when I read that was Coco Chanel. If you ever get the opportunity to see the movie of Coco Chanel and how she started the whole Chanel brand, she completely changed women's fashion in the 1920s, I think. And I'm sure you'd be able to, you would correct me if I'm wrong, right? She changed the fashion despite what other people said, despite their comments. And in the end, she became the most sought after designer because she decided that this is what she wanted to do. This is how she wanted to do it. And what anyone has to say, anyone else has to say, she doesn't care. You know, because this is how she has envisioned it in her mind. And it's an amazing story. I do highly recommend that you watch it. Number four, a fatal mistake is to imagine that success is some stroke of luck. I've achieved some success recently in my life. And some people look at me and say, oh, you're so lucky. It's not about luck. It's about focused, consistent action. Heavy emphasis on the word consistent. Because if you're not consistent, then of course you're not going to get the results that you're seeking. For example, a water pump. If you have ever watched Little House on the Prairie and you see them pumping the water pump, and the first two pumps no water comes out, but they have to keep pumping, keep that suction going, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, the water comes out. That's not luck. That's consistent pumping, and that gets the water out. So remember number four, a fatal mistake is to imagine that success is some stroke of luck. And if you're depending on luck to be the reason behind your success, then you have some disappointment coming your way. Sorry to break to you that way, but that is the reality. Number five, make iron hot by striking it. You have always heard the saying, strike while the iron is hot. But what Amelia is saying here, make iron hot by striking it, meaning creativity. Go out there and make your own road, your own unique brand. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Look at Steve Jobs and the iPod. He didn't reinvent the wheel. The MP3 player was always out there. He just took it and he built on it. So he made his own iron hot before striking it. So you can do the same thing. If you're in business, look for something out there that's popular and then put your own branding on it. You don't have to completely reinvent it. Instead of looking for something that's popular and striking when the iron is hot, jumping onto the bandwagon and hoping that you'll become a success. No, tweak it and make it your own. Make it your own brand. Make it unique so people will be able to distinguish you from everyone else in the crowd. Number 6, every good needs time. Don't do work in a hurry. Go into details. It pays in every way. That one is pretty much self-explanatory, but one of the things that was said that caught my attention was, for genius is nothing more nor less than doing well what anyone can do badly. I really like that. And that has so many messages within it. You doing best what anyone can do badly. That is just pure genius. Number 7, be orderly. Slatternly work is never good work. So pretty much be organized with your work. A lot of the time, you might go to some sort of establishment to conduct some business, and you've been there prior, and then when you go back there, they've lost your information, and you just don't feel like doing business anymore because the trust is broken. So organization is key. Number 8, never be above your profession. Pretty much she's talking about being a part-timer. And what I mean by being a part-timer, another saying comes to mind when someone says they're jack of all trades and master of none. If you want to be a success, you have to choose one thing, stick to that one thing, and do it well. And that's the bottom line about being a success. Number 9, don't fail through defects of temper and oversensitiveness at moments of trial. Be cheerful all the time. Put hindrances out of the way and prevail over them and claim your greatness. So those are the 9 points from Amelia in 1901, which are still applicable today. Of course, I'm not going to leave without giving you another one-liner. And today's one-liner is, men say women should come with instructions. But what's the point of that? Have you ever seen a man actually read the instructions? Thanks again for joining me today. You can send an email to alicia@ilivetoinspire.com. Have a wonderfully fabulous day.